Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I am Ed.
My name is Jeff.
And I go by Dave.
Joining us again this week is Luke.
Yeah, that's my new name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's down one hand, like Luke Skywalker.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not quite down a whole hand.
No, she's got T-Rex claw.
Yeah.
I was going to say she looks kind of like a Ninja Turtle hand.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yeah. She looks like she had like a tragic accident holding a teacup.
I was being way too fancy.
Did you molest Chip?
Oh, my God. I didn't think you were actually going to bring that up. No.
Didn't think he was going to bring it up because it's true.
Yeah. It's not true.
Didn't think you were going to tell her secret.
Great.
So you and Chip.
Yeah.
Really?
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, my God.
You and your 7-year-old teacup, weirdo.
This is such a weird conversation.
You didn't happen to slice that finger on Chip's chip, did you? Tell you, we've talked about fast food extensively in previous lives.
We have.
I have to say that Popeye's mashed potatoes and gravy with their biscuits might be the top fast food item.
I don't know.
It blows Roy Rogers' mashed potatoes and gravy out of the fucking water.
Agreed.
I don't know what I was thinking not ranking this as the top item. Taco Bell is still my number one fast food joint.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, number one item, I take Popeye's mashed potatoes with gravy and a biscuit.
Number one item overall. Spicy chicken sandwiches,
yeah, man.
Everything.
It's fucking unbelievable how good it is.
That's a lot.
I know. It's a bold statement.
But you're standing by it.
It's so true. It's so fucking good. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta retry it then. I mean, I've always loved their biscuits, but which you delightfully brought here, and I just had one. But I don't know. I don't know that I can stand by that hot take of yours.
Listen, to each his own. I get it, but this is me. This is my number one choice. It's so much so that I just, as I was getting these biscuits, as I was eating these, I almost stopped eating them in the middle so I could leave, so we could get, I had to like say it. It took all I could to not talk about this before we started recording.
You did come in here fiery hot.
Like fucking extra. About it. Popeye's biscuits and mashed potatoes and gravy are the fucking tits.
New on the Jeff Hot 100.
Dude, they're so good. I can't believe how good they are.
Yeah.
But see now, a couple weeks ago, you came in here with a super hot take about another fast food item and how good it was.
It's also awesome.
Imploring me and our friend over there to try it immediately.
And I know exactly which one you're talking about. But I never said that was the top item.
No, you did not.
I did say you should try it because I did think you would both like it. I'm hoping that you're fucking getting at something here and that you're not setting me up for a big letdown, because I'll walk the fuck out right now. Did you try the chicken McGriddle?
Okay, so as you know, I am pretty anti-McDonald's.
You're anti-McDonald's, and you're also a huge chicken and waffles fan.
Correct.
So I know that I was on a real slippery slope to begin with.
Exactly. Me and Ed separately tried the chicken McGriddle.
Oh, okay.
For the first time.
Thanks for jumping in and just talking for me, Dave. That's great.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm always there for you, buddy.
All right, so how do we do this here?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. How do we want to do this?
Do we go with Ed?
Who is probably positive about it.
Ed first, or do we go with Dave, the chicken and waffle connoisseur / McDonald's hater? I think we go, I don't know, it's dicey. I think we go Dave first, because I have a feeling that I have a feeling that I'm going to need Ed to save me from the abyss because I'm going to want to fucking strangle Dave after whatever he says right now.
Okay. Well, I had it for the first time. When did I text you? Last week? Right? I texted you last week that I had it for the first time. I believe it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday last week that I texted you.
Did you text me?
I think so, in the group chat.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm way off.
Either way.
All right, so you did?
I did.
So you tried it.
I tried it, and it was earth-shattering.
Wow.
Earth-shattering.
Really?
Mainly because my expectations for McDonald's is so low to the ground that, quite honestly, they feed me anything above dog shit, and I'm happy. Okay. Outside of their french fries,
yeah,
obviously.
Their french fries are good. Ain't nothing. Much like the Wu-Tang Clan, they ain't nothing to fuck with.
But it was absolutely delicious.
I would not compare
them to chicken waffles, like you said, I believe, in past weeks.
Well, first of all, it's not on a waffle.
It's not on a pancake. It's on a pancake.
And they just don't have the same integrity as a waffle.
I just love the fact it's the sweetness of like the syrup that's built into the pancake, plus the little hint of like pepper and spice that's in the chicken that just, OMG.
Thank you.
I've had it for breakfast now.
Thank you so much.
I've had it for breakfast now, I think, four times. I've had two for breakfast four times in the last 5 days.
You have heart disease
now.
Holy
shit.
Listen. I'm near death right now.
I'm torn right now because I'm worried about you. But I'm also very happy that you liked it because I think it's fucking awesome.
It's amazing.
You're right.
I don't know the right drink with it, though, because I don't like coffee.
I wouldn't drink coffee with it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what the right drink is. I've been getting water because I'm boring, but like,
how about a milkshake?
That's a good idea. Milkshake in the morning. Yeah. That'll get my digestive system going.
Go for a milkshake, man.
Yeah, this way you'll save on gas because you'll just fly in a jet stream of poo.
What the hell do you? Oh yeah, that's true. You can't do a milkshake on the way to work.
No, I can't.
Ooh, what the hell do you get with it?
Yeah, like orange juice doesn't work with it.
Not that acidy, bile, vomit, orange juice that McDonald's has.
I don't know. I've been getting bottles of water with it. It's been doing me just fine, but I feel like there is a drink combination that would work so much better. I just can't figure it out. How about you?
Hold on one second, because before we get to Ed's review, and I'm looking at his face, and I don't know where we're going right now. I don't know if we're heading to Splitsville or if this is going to be Happy Family. I'm wondering, because the chicken is spicy, that he might not have liked it.
That's my problem.
Fuck.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love the concept. It was just the chicken was too peppery for me.
Too peppery for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, that made me sad.
If you mild it down a little bit, if you made it like a baby version for us with Irish tummy, I'd be all over that.
Okay.
But as it stands right now, I can't handle it because I'm a, what's that thing? Wuss. Wuss is the word I'm looking for.
Do you ever have any of the other chickens at McDonald's? Like, have you ever had, like, just a regular McChicken?
I have.
Is that spicy?
Not unless if you bite directly into a pepper flake, which I don't, because I just open my mouth, unhinge my jaw, and pour it right in. like a snake eating a pinky mouse.
You anaconda that.
Yep, 100%.
Why don't you try a little substitution? I'll get a different patty on there.
I'll try that. I'll give it a shot.
Because I need you to like this. This is so important to me.
Okay. What I'm going to do is tomorrow I'm going to get myself a McGriddle and a McChicken sandwich. I'm going to just swap out pieces and make my own configuration.
Okay. Mm. All right. I wonder if you could just get the pancakes and put chicken nuggets on there.
Now, if you gave me that, done. Sold.
You'd be all right?
I mean, I feel like I'm going to get both heart disease and diabetes all at once, but...
Yeah, well, that's...
Hey.
I mean, I call that a time saver. There's room in that group for you.
If you start eating a fucking double of them every morning, taking double shots of chicken McGriddles every morning,
you might be in trouble. You need to.
So... They are small.
They are small.
They do go quick. Is it just me?
Small and going quick? Are we talking about the McGriddle or Dave's dick?
I mean, really, it could be.
Toss up.
Right now, the McGriddle, but at all times, quite possibly Dave's dick.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna suggest something, and I kind of feel bad suggesting it, and I'll tell you why. You should try it with the high C, the orange high C lava burst, or whatever the fuck orange drink is. What you should try it with.
You are correct that that is the orange idea. Lava burst. Yeah.
All right.
That was going to be my recommendation.
Let me tell you why I regret telling you that. And Ed, you may want to make sure you're sitting down for this.
All right, hold on. Let me stand up and sit back down. We're good. Go ahead.
Good. You're planted?
Yes, firmly.
The rumor is that McDonald's is getting rid of orange drink.
Those sons of bitches!
See?
All right, I'm back.
Wow.
They're getting rid of it. That's what I hear. And I don't know if you wouldn't mind. Could you validate that for us, please? Help.
She has 1 1/4 hand. This is going to take a while, folks. So don't expect that answer before this podcast is over.
Nah, I think she's quick.
Yeah?
I think she's quick.
She can do
She's
it.
Great. She can do anything. She's mad at me, so I'm being super nice.
I feel like she's always mad at one of us. Yeah, maybe she's just always mad.
No.
She's like the Hulk. That's her secret. She's always angry.
Do you say that like a tagline? Do you walk around telling people that you're always angry?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
Are you just particularly angry today?
Well, Mr. Sassy Pants out in the parking lot, you know.
All right, listen.
She brought it up.
All right, look, let's...
Jeff, I think me and you, this is where we take a pause.
Did I leave my iron on? We should go check. Let's go check. We'll be back.
It's an official announcement, by the way.
Fuck.
No, why?
You know what? I'll tell you why. Because they stopped calling it drink and they tried to fucking name it. They started calling it Lava Burst. I don't care. First of all, what the fuck is Lava Burst? That doesn't even make sense. That's nonsense. You started getting these kids to not believe in it.
First of all, red would be lava, not orange.
It's stupid.
You can argue that lava is orange.
You're right. I could argue that.
You could argue it if you wanted to be wrong.
Why is that wrong?
It's first of all, lava would be a combination of red, orange, and yellow.
That's what I just said.
That's not what you just said.
Yes,
no, you said it was completely
orange. No, I didn't. I said it was a combination of yellow, orange, and red.
No, I heard you say, Ed, you're wrong. It's not red.
Yeah,
it's
I have
orange.
It recorded.
Then let's say,
guys, hey now, all of you, stop picking on the intern. It's just not nice. Are you still mad at me? I just offended you. Are
madder.
You still mad?
Madder.
You're madder at that?
Madder
or the hell with
yeah.
it.
So anyway, I don't, and honestly, when we hear news like this, this is the time to come together.
That's true. Yeah, we need to stop.
You guys should
fighting.
Be. You guys should be tearing down walls right now. We're fucking losing orange drink.
Yeah, build bridges, not walls.
Orange drink. Every single sports tournament that I played in as a child had fucking orange drink, and now future generations are not going to know about it.
Welcome to Trump's America.
You would think he wouldn't get rid of that.
No, because it's really on brand for him.
Yeah, you would think. It's his favorite color.
Second favorite. Yellow is his favorite color.
Okay.
They're going to stop carrying the drink after July, by the way. So
July?
Get
July.
All your pitchers in.
Get it in now.
Just wow. Put your mouth underneath the nozzle.
And don't tell me to go to the store and buy it. It's not the same.
It's not.
It's not the same.
I agree. I so agree with you on that because it's totally different.
It's not the same at all.
It's similar to like Baja Blast at Taco Bell.
As what is that similar to?
Like getting Baja Blast at a store would not be the same as getting Baja Blast at the fountain? Out of the fountain at Taco Bell.
Actually, did you know, scientifically speaking, you can't get Coke that is as good as the Coke at McDonald's?
Huh?
Here's the thing about Coca-Cola, all right? You get sodas, like you get the syrup. They're in plastic bags. McDonald's has them delivered in stainless steel tubes.
Really?
And it's all kept at a certain temperature, and the water's like triple purified. That's why Coke at McDonald's tastes better than Coke anywhere else.
Holy shit.
It's science, guys. Straight up. Thank you, science.
Yeah, right? We should have... I wish we would have let him know last week.
Well,
hopefully
day late, dollar short,
he's
whatever.
He's out there listening.
Isn't he always?
Science is always listening, yeah.
So, what about... So, there's a place in Atlanta called The Varsity.
Okay.
And it supposedly sells more Coke than any other single establishment on the planet.
Okay.
What do you think? You think it's, you know, the same thing there?
Could very well be. I mean, Atlanta, it's a lot easier.
Right, because they're right there.
Yeah.
Just a, I don't know, this is probably a stupid question. Do they have any other options?
Aside from Coke?
Yeah. Okay. Just, like, I mean, you know, if they like have a, one option, you yeah. know, their sales would go up, right?
Yeah, yeah, you monopolize it. No, they do. They're like a like a greasy hamburger hot dog joint.
Yeah.
Like an old school.
I feel like we need more of those in America.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. That's what we're lacking. But yeah, the place is good. And like I said, I think they serve more Coca-Cola than anywhere else in the world. But I'm wondering if it's as good.
I don't know.
You know? That's almost like from, it's almost from the source.
Yeah, but that in the way of impressiveness, that's one location. McDonald's across the country.
Oh, sure.
You go, it's the same situation every time.
Yeah, no, I'm not comparing McDonald's to the Varsity. I'm wondering how Varsity stacks up against McDonald's.
Let's go there right now. Let's find out.
All right, we're on our way. Can you go on to like Travelocity or something and hook us up? Make sure you buy at a round trip. Don't just fucking leave them there, please. So, all right, so some good stuff has happened this week. We've finally gotten the chicken McGriddles.
Yep.
You have I won't say a satisfactory alternative, but something that will stem the cravings for chicken and waffles when you can't get to where you have to get, which is nice. A little, you know.
Yeah. It's a nice pick-me-up.
I won't say it'll satiate you, but it'll curb the appetite a little bit.
I would say so, yes.
He's kind of like a chicken and waffles vampire.
Yeah, very much.
He almost subsists off of it.
Mm-hmm. And if you put him in sunlight, he burns away.
Yeah, that's, thank goodness. Sometimes you just can't get rid of him. You can go outside during the day. All right. So what else has been everybody been up to?
Nothing. Just waiting for the great stories that I'm sure the intern, in her infinite wisdom and glory, has brought for us, because she is an exceptional employee and a wonderful human being and, dare I say, a generous friend whose name I still don't know.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's Luke.
Luke, yes. Did you hear that dismissive laugh? Like, you're fat and stupid. That's what I heard. That was what that laugh said.
Okay. So did anyone hear about the pimp who slapped the bishop during Mass in Newark?
Now, let me ask something. Is that an actual story, or are you setting up a joke? Because it sounds almost like the rabbi priest walking to a bar type of thing.
Oh, my God. So
slapping the bishop is what Dave called masturbation in high school.
Oh, my God.
True. Yeah, slapping what is it, beating the bishop?
Beating the bishop, yeah.
Yeah, that is a thing.
That was my AOL, away message all the time.
So maybe now we understand why Dave is only recently in a relationship, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, listen. So they're engaged, they're happy.
Yeah, good for them.
Keep on forgetting about that part.
I can't wait for the baby shower. So
that's next month, isn't it?
It's coming up.
Yep. Got my invite.
So this is an actual story. You're not laying down the premise of a joke.
No, it's an actual story.
A pimp slapped a bishop
in the middle of a memorial mass for Yankee player Roberto Clemente.
What?
Yeah. The story just gets
this
bigger.
Story has Let's everything.
Go. Let's go. Take us into your world.
Okay. So welcome to my world of pimps. Charles Miller stood up in the middle of the mass, and he's wearing a completely white three-piece suit and pimp hat.
As you do.
He just stood up while the priest was, the bishop had his arms up and he was saying a prayer, and he just took his hand and just slapped the crap out of him. There is a video of it online, and you hear people screaming bloody murder because they think that this guy's just going to
cause bloody murder.
Yeah.
Literal murder.
The bishop is 100% fine because all Charles Miller did was hit him. He has 30 stitches in his mouth, but other than that,
holy shit, that's a
serious pimp slap. Yeah,
that is a pimp hand. Wow, look at this guy. That's not gonna, I mean, not that it's gonna help anybody listening, but yeah, when you picture a pimp, that's this guy. What's his name? Charles Miller. Wow. And he slapped a bishop in the middle of a memorial service. It wasn't like one of those things when you start to feel the Holy Spirit and you start, you know, like,
yeah,
you start speaking in tongues. You start speaking in tongues,
slap the shit out of a bishop, you know, as one does.
It goes all together, right? I believe that's what Corinthians 14.
Yeah.
Is that what they?
And on the 14th day, Jesus said, slappeth the bishopeth. Sorry.
That Dave really took bad. That quite literally.
The story, like I said, it just keeps kind of super developing. They researched his Facebook.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say nice work on calling him the Bishopeth. That was. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank
that
you.
That was a nice little. You threw that in there. I like that. Your old English is impeccable.
Thanks. That's where my art history is really coming into play, my major. Anywho, they looked into his Facebook. He literally said in a Facebook status calling the Virgin Mary a white hoe ass.
Well,
here's my question on that. By being the Virgin Mary, doesn't that prevent her from being a hoe?
It's kind of built into the title right there.
Yeah.
It's I think
she's not burying the lead here.
It's hoe immunity.
Yeah.
Being the most famous virgin of all time.
He calls himself the Fightin' Preacher, and he goes by Reverend Charles Miller. So what an interesting pimp.
Wow. So he is a pimp, a preacher, a community activist, an amateur slap boxer, apparently. 30 stitches is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's intense.
30 stitches is crazy.
Is there anything this man can't do?
Unicycle,
probably. He can't. Probably can't
know.
Unicycle.
Yeah. That's I think you went. I think that's too easy, man. To assume that someone can't unicycle. I think you took the easy way out on that one.
I know far too many people that can unicycle.
Do you know one person that can unicycle?
Yes, I do.
I'm actually not surprised by that.
Do you know how to unicycle?
Kind of.
Get the fuck out of here right now. You know how to unicycle?
I'm not very good at it, but yes.
Holy shit.
You know who is very good at it?
Who?
My dad.
Can unicycle.
All
right, you know what? I should take it back. Two people in the same family, that doesn't count.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
I wasn't talking about two people in the same family. You said, do you know one person that can unicycle?
No, you're right.
The answer was yes. Yes, I do.
I'm shocked that he's got a fancy unicycle and everything. I'm so shocked that you know someone who can unicycle. Not so shocked that it's your dad, because I would imagine that he probably could do something like unicycle.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone else?
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
All right.
I feel like I do, but I just can't think of who they are.
Jeez, unicycling. How did he, like, where did that hobby come from?
I think he saw somebody doing it on the Smothers Brothers back in the day, and he was like, I want to do that, and got his parents to buy him a unicycle. And he taught himself to unicycle.
Wow. Does he still unicycycle?
Yeah. Instead of getting like a midlife crisis car, he got a midlife crisis unicycle. Like with a huge like mountain biking tire and stuff.
Holy shit. For real?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm absolutely taken aback by the fact that you know someone who can unicycle.
And that it's your dad.
Yeah.
That's freaking awesome.
What can I say? I'm related to dope people.
How
and you do dope thing.
I
how
do.
How far can you unicycle?
Can I unicycle? Maybe half a block. I haven't done it in years. I probably couldn't get that far right now.
What about a regular bicycle?
I can do that. That's fine.
You like? Which one do you prefer?
I mean, a regular bicycle is a lot easier than a unicycle.
Clearly.
I would imagine that, but which one do you prefer?
If I could work it out, I would totally rock a unicycle all over the place. I don't care.
I kind of wish that became his new like mode of transportation.
That would
a fucking
be cool.
Unicycle.
I wish we had one in studio, so that way we could have him ride around the studio.
Is there any way we can make this happen?
No. And then post it on the Insta whatevers.
Oh, so that the intern can finally be happy. And we'll have something on Instagram.
Yeah,
I'll see what I can do.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
First, I'm gonna have to do a dry run at home to make sure I can still do anything on a unicycle.
I think the dry run live would be even better.
Do you have your own?
No.
Okay. Mm. Would you borrow his fancy one, or does he have another one?
I'd borrow the fancy one.
Look at you. The Prodigal Son.
This would be great. Is there any back support on a unicycle?
No.
See, that's my biggest problem, I think.
It's just the seat. I know.
I feel like I'd get uncomfortable after getting down the driveway.
What? That's your biggest problem? First of all, your biggest problem is that you think you'd even make it down the driveway on a motherfucking unicycle.
Well, yeah,
you would go nowhere.
I would fall that far.
You would absolutely.
I would absolutely fall that far.
You would get far enough. You would get far enough to put one foot on a pedal and your face on the floor. That's how far you would get on a unicycle. And I don't know if that's a specific measurement, but I think it's a pretty goddamn good estimate.
It is a pretty good estimate.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine the mechanics
but
of
I'm
me
just
getting
saying,
on
like
a unicycle.
After, even if you could ride a unicycle after about a block, my back's killing me.
All right, but wouldn't, I mean, a bike would do the same, wouldn't
no,
it?
No, because you can hunch over and stuff. It kind of helps you out.
Oh, like when you
have the handlebars and
all right.
stuff like that. You,
I guess
it
kind of
helps
sense.
You out. This, you got to just sit up straight and balance.
What's the seat like on it? Is it like a regular bicycle seat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have like banana seat versions of unicycles?
They do, and they're not great.
All right.
Have you ever seen the bike seats that don't have like the protrusion in the front?
No.
Where it's just the back part of the seat?
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it looks awful. It's also not comfortable. But right. I was wondering if maybe that would work on a unicycle.
I feel like it might.
I would feel like it wouldn't. That would be way too difficult to keep your center of gravity.
Okay. Mm. Listen, all right. I have nothing to...
No.
I can't rebut that with anything.
And butts.
I know. It's not rebut either.
Rebuke. I don't think
it's rebuke. Yeah.
Whatever. You just want to say butt.
That's exactly right.
I know you. I got this.
We've gone fucking off track before, but I don't know if we've ever gone pimp slapping a bitch up into your dad riding a unicycle into wienerless unicycle seat or whatever it is.
Wienerless unicycle seat. That's amazing.
You know, I don't know if we've ever gone quite that far off the rails.
We're swinging for the fences today.
Yeah, good work.
Whew.
So, and by the way, Roberto Clemente only played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, according to what I'm seeing.
Okay, I'm glad.
I wonder if that whole story fake? You know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Fake news runs rampant nowadays.
It does. That's very true.
You get the best
true.
Of us.
But I have to say, it was pretty creative with that whole fake video part of it.
Oh, there's a video too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did mention that.
Throw that link on our Twitter. So somebody who knows how to use Twitter. Anyone who knows how to use Twitter, please put that link on our Twitter feed so that I can go to it later and see that video. So, what else, huh?
Jeff, would you consider yourself an HR professional?
No.
No?
I would consider myself an HR amateur.
An HR amateur.
Yeah, why? What's up?
Okay, I feel like even an HR amateur could see the wrong in the story that I'm going to bring up. And it's a real story. A very, very true story.
So you're looking for expert opinion here.
Yeah. All right. And you are a resident.
I'm on the clock.
Closest
Let's go.
Thing to a resident expert.
Give it to me.
So Lisa works at, she just started her job in December. So
reminding people, Lisa is your fiance and... also soon to be...
Expectant mother of a child, right?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So, new job.
Anyway, new job, yeah, exciting.
Congrats, by the way.
Yes.
To both of you.
Anyway, thank you. For the new job, of course.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, whenever you start this job, they have you fill out like a very simple questionnaire, you know, and they send it to the entire office, the entire company, you know, so that way the company learns about their new employees. And it's a very basic questionnaire, you know, what's the most interesting job you've ever had, best vacation, all your typical hogwash stuff, icebreaker stuff.
I love that you use hogwash.
Well, yeah, Dave perfect. Is an 85-year-old man.
Perfect description.
Yes, it's hogwash. Anyway, one of those questions is, if you could witness any historical event, what do you want to see? Now, Lisa, I remember when she filled out hers, she said she would love to see, you know, the first person walk on the moon, you know. Pretty standard answer.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
we'll get back to her answer after this.
There's no frills to the answer, but it's a pretty good answer.
Yeah,
pretty,
it's a bullshit.
Safe.
That's an absolute bullshit answer.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you answer? Joel, off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Oof.
I want to see the bishop getting slapped, really. That's where I would go.
I mean, you don't have to go that far back, I guess.
You actually don't have to go anywhere. There's going to be a video on our Twitter feed.
All That's my true. Dreams have come true.
That's at Nearly Coherent, last I checked.
Yes, still is.
Sweet.
Would the Big Bang be a historical event that I could pick?
As long as it's not the TV show's pilot episode.
Not the
yes.
theory. Not the theory.
Yeah.
The actual bang.
The actual bang, yeah.
I don't see why not.
I think I would kind of like
You can absolutely watch the actual bang, Jeff.
I'm so happy you went there.
Yeah.
Does this get me out of you being mad at me?
Yes.
There Finally. You go. Good God.
Do I need to click back on her web browser to fucking... yeah, I think I would go with the Big Bang. Before you get to that, what about if we could have everybody weigh in on that?
Yeah, of course.
What about you,
big
guy?
I mean, he said the bishop slapping, but I mean, if you want to go back a little bit further, at least maybe let's say a year.
Well, look, put it this way. He doesn't need to throw his wish away on the bishop slap because he's got a video of that.
It's true.
So since you have that video, what would it be?
Give me a minute to think about that.
All right,
cool. Go with the intern.
I would actually also like to... this one's a little morbid, but I would like to see... I'd like to see Hitler die.
Oh. That was actually what I was just thinking about.
That's really funny. Not funny, but...
Yeah.
Well, it's not meant to be funny. I just I really want to make sure that it happened. I want to know
more choice of words on my part. Even worse, because it's a perfect segue into the actual story that I'm about to tell. The new girl at her job, to this question, she wrote one word, and it was just Holocaust.
Wow, I had a feeling that that's where you were going to go.
Well, I don't think that there was much wiggle room once you said "watch Hitler die." Well, this ties in. I mean, what else is it?
There's not many things that Hitler ties into.
I want to watch Hitler paint.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now you could say that she's like a sympathizer. Right, with all those
it depends on what side you're saying she's a sympathizer
correct,
for.
Correct, but I guess the good side, we'll call it, right? You can say that, right? You can make an argument that she only answered with one word, and if she could answer with more than one word, maybe she was a sympathizer, and it just came out terribly.
So I'm assuming...
Right?
I have to kind of assume that, because I'm assuming that somebody... I just don't think anybody in their right mind wants to go back and watch the systematic slaughtering of hundreds of thousands, millions of people.
Now,
so let's just go ahead and say that she didn't mean that. On top of it, though, while she might not be a psychopath, she's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yes. Now, in addition to that, the last question on this is, where would you like to go on a dream vacation?
Please.
Germany.
Oh, God. Okay, so what you're saying is there's a good chance she is a sympathizer.
So I'm wrong.
But it's more like...
Uh-huh.
For the wrong
reason. I'm wrong.
As opposed to Schindler.
Now, this last part, she had nothing to do with, or maybe she did, and that makes it all the more worse. This questionnaire, like the newsletter that they send out, this particular one happened to come out on Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Oh, man. Oh,
Jesus. Yeah, so...
Ooh, boy.
Just a whole lot of...
In my professional opinion, she would not get that job. Mm. She would have to be...
Terminated.
Yeah, she'd have to be let go after something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like big upping the Holocaust is a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm not amateur.
I feel like that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, no, I feel like in any situation, if you're going to say, yo, Holocaust, holla, that's a bad decision.
Yeah, I agree.
Mean, you have to be like Sean Spicer to think that that's a good idea.
I think the only way
Media
out of
maestro.
That...
Yeah, Sean Spicer.
I think the only way out of that is if what she meant was she wants to go back to the instant before it happened and...
Prevent it.
Stop Hitler somehow. Stop, you know, I don't know.
I don't understand.
That's the only way that I see this not being a complete fucking jackass of an answer. Is that fair?
Yes. 100%.
So, Dave, you're posed the same exact question. Where do you go?
Where do I go? That's tough. Mine would probably be sports related because it's really what my world revolves around.
Okay. That's fair, though. That's...
Yeah, it's what my world revolves around. So I have to go the 73 Knicks championship clincher. No, the Willis Reed game. Sorry.
Oof. Okay.
The Willis Reed game. That's probably where I'd go.
Because that is probably something that
We'll
never see. You're right.
So that's why I would do that.
What about you, Buck?
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have to say the Renaissance, because I'm an art history major, so.
that's a whole period of time.
Well, I would.
It was to go back and watch one event.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
Even though, and technically speaking, that is a very long event to go back to. So I think that we might, the Holocaust would be like, you know, a multi-week situation.
Yeah,
so,
it is a multi-week situation.
Yeah.
We could allow it, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to allow the Renaissance then.
I wouldn't, only because you don't want to get fucking lumped in with the girl who said Holocaust. So pick a specific event. Don't let this happen.
Oh, my
God. Pick a specific thing.
You're going to have to come back to me then, because I don't know.
Pick, like, the first day that the Sistine Chapel opened after he finished painting it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or the unveiling of anything. Pick anything that doesn't make it sound...
The unveiling of anything.
Okay, okay. The day...
Tuesday. You went back
the
to...
The day that Notre Dame was opened.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I can get behind.
Very
perfect.
Cool.
Good.
Very cool. Very opposite of the Holocaust.
Yes,
why did
super
I think
duper.
You, why did I think you were majoring in communications?
So it's actually a double major. I thought it was a minor, but I actually took too many credits, so they're counting it as a major.
Wow,
that's
look at you.
That's in whoopsie-daisy.
Congrats. What about you over there, big guy?
I was starting with the idea of watching Hitler die, but I'd also go with watching Hitler get born and then stealing the baby and then dropping him off with Joan Rivers, because she will straighten that guy out.
Yeah.
That's very creative.
Wait a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
She's not alive, is she?
If I'm traveling through time, who cares?
You're not. You're only going back to one event.
Then I will bring him back and leave him off with Chelsea Handler.
You can't bring him back.
Yes, I can.
Let me
you don't write
you
the
this.
Rules here. I do.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do you kill baby Hitler if you can't bring him anywhere?
If I can't bring him anywhere?
Do you just like...
You would have to kill a baby.
Yeah, that's see that's where my problem is. I don't think I can kill a baby.
But now, do we know that it's Hitler?
Oh no, he knows.
If you know that it's Hitler, I feel
then
like
I feel like
can,
it's my duty to
yeah, it's your
just,
duty,
just
yeah.
straight right. up murder a baby.
Wow, yeah, oh. You kind of have to.
Yeah, I mean, like just based off of you know,
I don't think it would be that like I know.
I mean, it wouldn't be difficult.
Yeah, I don't think the degree of difficulty in completing the task would be that hard. I think it's more the emotional.
Right, because I don't want to kill anything, let alone a baby.
No.
But if it's baby Hitler, I think I could work my way around it.
That is one thing where you can get away with it.
Yeah, nobody's
yeah,
going to look at
I
you.
Think...
Morally, you can get
yeah,
away with it.
Yeah. It's not like I'm going to turn into a habit.
No.
No, absolutely
no.
not.
I know.
Well, you know what? No, but if a habit was killing babies that turn into Hitler, that's not the worst habit in the world.
Well, there's only one.
Yeah, you
there's
only get one shot at that.
Oh, yeah. All right. I mean, you never know, though, because what ends up happening is you kill that one, and then all of a sudden, you know, that changes everything, right? So that changes
yeah.
the course of history. And who knows, maybe there's a bigger, badder version of that that comes because they don't realize how dumb it is.
Could be.
Listen, anything's possible. If we start fucking pulling on this thread.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see where Ed, you know,
Ed's moral compass is.
Yeah, just was wondering because if he's picking going back to the birth, you know,
But my intention there was to steal, not murder a baby.
Okay,
because you know,
okay.
nature versus
That's
nurture.
Much
that
less
whole
jail time. So
yeah. And it'd be way less likely to be caught because of time travel.
What obviously. If you had to raise him yourself? You couldn't drop him off. Would
that's
you
fine.
Raise baby? Would you,
in
first
this
of all,
era?
Change his fucking name?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Adolf
yeah.
Thomas?
No, he'd be, what would it? I would change his last name to Wiener Slave.
Oh.
But he's going to be your son.
That's fine. He's still adopted. We found out that his mother was named Wiener Slave.
We
okay.
trying to honor her memory.
Are we, yeah. Is he raising him in that era or
I
in this era?
I kind of feel like if he would have named that kid, he'd really be pointing him in the same fucking direction
yeah.
that he already
no, went. No, because I'm assuming he'll end up like the character on 30 Rock who is just an HR professional.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. Wow.
So we really got into some weird stuff
wow.
here.
This was like an LSD trip of a podcast, huh?
Yeah.
Really well, was.
Anybody got anything else?
I don't think there's anywhere else we can go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Nope. The intern has something.
I heard a pause. Do we have something?
Do we have something to get us away from killing Hitler?
Yeah.
Please, for the love of God.
Before you go back to defeating Inspector Gadget, do you have something for us?
Okay. Nobody's gonna get that joke, but
is that
I
because
did.
Cat the Hook?
His name, the bad guy, is Claw.
Yeah.
Yes, I kind of okay. Okay. Anywho, so there, your house is burning down. This is a question for all three of you. Your house is burning down. What is one thing that you run back inside to get?
Not baby Hitler.
not baby Hitler. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be just a convenient way of remedying the whole situation. It would be like my family members.
For me, it's my dog.
Yeah, ditto.
Okay.
Dog, 100%.
Well, what if your family members and your dog is already out there? Like, I'm talking like kind of object-wise. If you had a chance to run back inside.
Shit, my cell phone, bro.
Yeah, my cell phone, any sort of technology that I could hold.
It'd be my iPad. Yeah, 100%.
Just one thing.
Which one? You have two.
No, it wouldn't.
The bigger one.
It wouldn't be.
She said.
It would have to be something that I can't. It'd have to be something I can't easily replace.
Yeah. Okay.
It would have to be some sort of like keepsake type of thing.
Right, but I can't afford to replace an iPad without an iPad to do work.
Insurance money.
That's a good point. Insurance. So
yeah, I'd
honestly,
probably go like some sort of a memento that I have. I don't know that I have one.
Yeah.
What would yours be?
Well, definitely wouldn't be Bud Light, which is what a man in Georgia did.
Okay. I was wondering where the fuck you were going with that. All right. Wait, so hold on a second.
My first setup.
So a man in Georgia, his house was burning down?
Mm-hmm.
And he went back inside.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. To get
a Bud Light.
And you just told me
Bud Light.
To get a case of Bud Light.
Oh, well, if it's a case, that makes sense.
Now, I'm going to defend him.
Honestly, I beg to differ on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not see the use of the sarcasm font on that?
I missed
that
it. Sorry.
I'm sorry, yeah.
What is the sarcasm font?
Papyrus.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I don't know why I didn't expect an answer to that one, but that one came up even quicker than I thought it would be. Yeah, so he went back in to get a case of Bud Light.
Mm-hmm. Like, I understand his premise. You know what? My house just burned down. I'm going to need alcohol, and I'm going to need it now.
Yeah,
I don't know. Bud Light's like drinking water, so it's not even a really good excuse.
It's Bud Light. You could fucking turn around and go buy one anywhere.
Yeah.
At the fucking nearest Wawa or Circle K.
Yeah. His quote is, his name is Walter Serpent as well.
Obviously.
I don't know. I thought it was fun.
It is. That sounds like a name of a guy that would go back in for his beers.
Yeah.
He's a real serpent. I was trying to get my beer out, he told WTVM. I went back into the house like a dummy, and the door shut on me because this backdraft was about to kill me.
Wow, that's a story of a hero right there.
That is
a real hero.
Real American hero.
That is stupidity at its finest.
Yeah.
Let me guess, did he go to an interview later that week and pick to go back to see the Holocaust? Because that seems like the type of guy that would answer that fucking question with the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Right? They kind of go together.
They do. They definitely do go together.
Incredible feats of stupidity.
I mean, is there any beer that you guys have or alcohol that you've had in your lives that you just think, you know, I might not get this again. Maybe I'll run inside.
Like maybe,
I can't think of
no.
one.
No, there's nothing that I would, but I think the closest is if it has sentimental value. Like, so like you have like a bottle of alcohol from your wedding or something. I don't know. Like, it's not going to be enough for me to go in.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to be a devil's advocate here, and it's not working.
I don't think it was the case of Bud Light from his wedding.
No.
If it was if it was like a collectible bottle of scotch that you had the last sip of it with your father or something like that.
No, I still wouldn't go in.
This was the last case of Bud Light he shared with his father, guys. Yeah. So...
Who he probably left in the house to get the Bud Light.
Yeah, he kept on calling, Dad, bring the Bud Light. Oh, you're fried. Whoops.
Right. Or maybe the dad sacrificed himself. Maybe the dad was like, not me. The beer.
Imagine if he pulled, like, he saw that there was one missing, and he pulled it out of his father's, like, half-baked hand on the floor. Wow.
This episode got uncomfortable.
This is a morbid episode, huh?
Yeah. We went from the Holocaust to a dad burning in flames. That's weird.
You guys completely made up, by the way, because that did not happen. The entire family was totally fine.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys, remember when we were talking about unicycles and we thought that was going to be the weird part of this episode?
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
I don't know.
Go
before this gets any weirder, maybe we should up.
Yeah, let's call it a day. Let's quit while we're behind everybody.